there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with a Dish. This is John Katzlamitas. I write the Cats Report, LasVegasSun.com, Las Vegas Sun Print, and I write for The Sunday, our news magazine. It's out on Sunday. Joining me once more is Trisha McCrone, the ever-effervescent co-host of this show. How are you doing, baby doll?
I'm good.
I'll bet you are.
I am. I'm very good. It's, you know, it's an exciting show. I'm very excited about the show because we're going to have somebody who is from my home. Did you guys know I'm from Cleveland? Have I ever talked about that?
Yes. Who else is from Cleveland, by the way? Who's I talking to the others from Akron, Cleveland? Oh, Pat Thrall, the great guitarist. Great guitarist.
A lot of variant.
He was in Asia. He's a guitar god, and he's from that area. Anyway.
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey also.
Who is on Dancing with the Stars and has Cheryl Burke, my friend Cheryl Burke, who I love.
Otto
two
Graham.
Amazing people.
Is from Cleveland.
What do you call it? What's his name who sang All By Myself? And now I can't think of his name.
Gary Wright?
No. The guy who wrote it and recorded
it. Is that not Gary Wright's song?
Mm-mm.
All By Myself. He was in Ringo's band, whoever it was, because they did that song, I think. But anyway, it's a fertile area for it's for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is, yes.
Yes, it's, you know, basically...
I'm not from anywhere like that. My place is.
You mean there isn't a big Pocatello congregation?
Chico, California.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Pocatello.
Chico.
Well, I split my ticket.
Like people ask Pocatello.
People ask me this because we do, on the rare occasions where I talk about where I'm from, it's split it up between Idaho and California, Northern California. So I'm always confused. And when I was 13, I moved to Chico, and my high school reunion is coming up in June, and I'm going to MC it in up there in Chico, California.
That is awesome.
In Chico. So I don't have much else to offer about Chico. It's a beautiful little town. Aaron Rodgers and I went to the same high school.
I think it'd be very fun
There's
to
no
see
Hall
who,
of Fame of note
who
there.
Aged very unfortunately.
Do you go to yours? Have you
I
been
went to all girls? No.
Oh, really?
I went to an all girls private Catholic college prep school.
Do they not have reunions?
They do have reunions, but it's kind of like the girls that I really wanted to see, I would stay friends with.
It's small then.
There was 250 people in my class, my graduating
all
class,
women.
And we all went
all
out
girls.
To college, 100% of my...
Wow. We had about that many, and it was a mixed group.
But
that's
yeah, no,
a lot
it was
of girls
all,
in
it was,
one class.
Yeah, no, it was all women, and all girls, and I love that we had nuns teach us marriage, but that's another thing. we had a marriage class, and nuns taught it, but the...
a class about marriage.
It was called marriage, yes. It was called marriage, and the nuns taught it, which begged to ask the questions, what would, whatever.
Yeah, right.
But anyways, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. But I didn't go, and you know, and not to say that I wouldn't love to see the people. Facebook, I've kind of, you know, kept in touch with a lot of people, but it's different. I think that a lot of times you go back to high school, and it's like you want to see that girl you dated or that guy you dated, your prom date. Like, it's fun to see how everybody changed. When it's women, it's all girls. It's not as exciting, I guess you could say.
Huh, that's it. I had not even considered what that would be like, an all-male reunion. Yeah. I don't know.
And the week before my 10th year reunion, one of my best friends got married to her high school sweetheart who went to the all boys St. Ignatius Jesuit school that was kind of like our brother's school.
Okay.
And so we, you know, like it was kind of our group that we all hung out together. So it was kind of, so the week before I not only saw all my closest girlfriends I hadn't seen in a while, but the boyfriends were also, you know, but like the guys I hung out with were friends of my friend's husband because I was friends with them. You know, we all hung out together in high school. So it was kind of like for me, that was more of a reunion. For me to, you know, go all the way back from Vegas to Cleveland for two weekends in a row, I was much happier that I saw everybody that I was, you know, I really would have wanted to stay in touch with, you know.
Nonetheless, I'm going to be emceeing.
Now, is there a girl that you want to see that you...
There are a couple, yeah.
Who? What's
her
name?
My ex-girlfriend from high school. It was funny because she was the homecoming queen, and we were both named those who had the best senses of humor in our class. Both of us.
Now, have you talked to her since high school?
Not... Well, I saw her at the 10, but I haven't talked to her since our 10th year reunion in 1994. So I haven't been.
What's her name?
Her name is Chris Matthews.
Chris
and a lovely
Matthews.
Girl. So,
oh my gosh, kind
Chris.
Of like
she's
guy
married,
that
she
used to host Meet the Press.
Yeah. K-R-I-S in this case.
Gotcha.
All right, we got to get to our guests.
Yay!
Up first is going to be Josh Bell with movies, and then we're going to have one of our favorites, all-time favorites on this show, Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees. A lot happening with Jeff, so it's going to be a barn
burner.
And buckle
up, because...
barn burner of a segment.
It's always entertaining.
Stick around. I know we will.
Hi, this is Clint Holmes. I am at Cabaret Jazz at the Smith Center, and you are listening to Cats with the Dish.
You all right?
You cut me.
I meant to.
You meant to?
I think he was going to let you off without a scratch. I'd still be standing there if I hadn't hit you.
So am I supposed to thank you?
You're supposed to be smart. If I wanted to hurt you, I would have.
That's Shailene Woodley as Triss and Theo James as Four in the sci-fi novel adaptation Divergent. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Shailene Woodley has some strong moments as Divergent's heroine, but she struggles to find the emotional core within the movie's somewhat silly sci-fi setting, with a society divided into five factions, each representing a different personality trait. Based on the popular young adult book series by Veronica Roth, Divergent throws together a lot of familiar sci-fi and coming-of-age elements, but it can't make any of them connect. I give Divergent 2.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is Muppets Most Wanted, the latest movie featuring Kermit the Frog and friends.
Now that we control the Muppet Tour number 2, phase 1 of our plan is complete. We are now positioned to carry out greatest burglary. Yes, of all time in Benetton, those gullible Muppets.
Ricky Gervais, Tina Fey, and Modern Family's Ty Burrell play the main human characters with enthusiasm, and the parade of celebrity cameos and pop culture puns results in occasional funny bits. But overall, Muppets Most Wanted is a rote exercise in brand management, placing the beloved felt characters in the middle of a silly heist story about a criminal mastermind who happens to look exactly like Kermit the Frog. I give Muppets Most Wanted 2.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with us now is one of our all-time favorite guests.
Yes, and fellow Ohio Buckeye.
Buckeye!
Woo! And LeBron James hater.
Yeah. He is known around the world as a member of 98 Degrees. He's been touring with them and knocking around Las Vegas for a couple of years now, and he has a new project he's going to talk about, hopefully involving men disrobing for money. Let's talk it up with Jeff Timmons. Welcome back, Jeff.
Good to be here. Thanks for the lovely intro, Cats.
Anytime,
what's up,
man?
Trish,
I'm
going to
take the rest of the show
I'm
off.
So excited. Okay, and I actually have to admit, and I'm saying this in all platonicness, because, is that a word, or did I just
platonicness.
Dish? I dishismed that one. Is that a couple years ago, we did an end of the year special, and I had to say, we both had to say who our crushes were out of all of our guests, and
we both said Jeff Timmons.
I knew there was something a little bit secretive about you, Kat.
And the crazy thing is that I picked 2 gay men and 2 married men, and we wonder why I'm single.
that's you don't have many good odds in that realm.
They just said
right there.
They were gay. Yeah. Jeff, said they were married.
I have a feeling that
it's amazing how many gay guests we have on when Trish starts putting the moves on them. Wait a minute, that's rude.
That girl I walked in with a wedding ring, and my wedding ring, it's fake.
That was just mean.
I just
want to shut up now.
I'm kidding.
Jeff, anyways, you were one of my crushes.
Just having a joke.
You were one of my crushes.
I'm flattered about that.
Just having a joke.
That makes me feel good about myself. Now my head's not going to fit through the door.
There you go.
I have to have a joke.
You're 99 degrees to me, Jeff.
Watch out.
99.
Sizzle.
99.
Sizzle.
Okay, so let's talk about, what is Men of the Strip?
Men of the Strip
is going on with
the all-new face of Mail Review. You know, when I hosted and guest hosted the Chippendales a few years back.
And you sang to me and gave me a rose.
That's right.
And let's remember that.
That's why I brought you up on stage.
You did. You brought me up on stage and serenaded me. Hello, Jake Pavelka. You did not do that. Let's just say that. Okay.
You know,
Jake Pavelka.
A blast from the past. People are Googling right now. Who is that? Thanks for putting me in the same category as somebody nobody knows.
At least I didn't say Juan Pablo.
Hello, Jake LaMotta.
He's okay. He's okay.
Jake LaMotta.
Hello, Body by Jake guy. Let's keep it going.
Oh my god.
Anyway, so yeah, you brought her up on stage. Was there one of three men?
It was fun. I know. I could see you out there just writhing.
Ask me where
in pain.
I come in with these guys. They ask me, where do you want to sit? And I'm like, do you want to sit in the fourth row or in the back? I'm like, in the back. I start walking to the back, and they're all going to the middle of the second row.
Yeah.
They're like, don't ask me, you know?
You got to be up front and center. You got to own it. And you know, that's the best place to meet girls, Cats, is it a male review.
We have talked about this.
Yeah, so anyway.
The BK bar.
You were in the right spot. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. You were in the right spot at the right time. But
It was very bachelorette-ish or bachelorish that you gave me a red rose.
Yeah, well, you know, we try to like pluck all the cool moments from different successful avenues.
No, I think that I was the only person that you ever gave a rose to. Yeah,
you were. I had to have one specially delivered.
I will not be ignored.
I didn't
even
be in the audience, and I had to get it done.
She still has the rose.
I'm sure. No, you don't. There's no way. Yeah, it's in a frame.
It's pressed between my diary and
the right. That's the perfect answer. There my wife gets rid of the roses like days. As soon as they start to wilt, those things are going, these are awesome.
Time for new roses.
I never water them, so no one. It's really a waste for people to send me roses.
So anyway, based on that launch
pad. Diamonds are forever.
You're in the show. You're in the show. And you are inspired by this form of entertainment in Las Vegas.
I thought it was, you know, and a lot of people are like, why after, you know, he's with 98 Degrees. And, you know, mm-hmm. I just went on the package tour, which that was a really successful tour with New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
The package tour, not
to be confused with
Chip the package tour. Yeah, with the other
package
tour.
Let's make sure we get those
Aren't
right.
they all the same thing?
At the end of the day, they're all.
At the end of the day.
It's either a sit-down show or a package tour.
See, that's,
in more ways than
it's
one.
Exactly the same thing. At least you're kind of like. My sentiments exactly. I mean, there's not much difference between, you know, Donnie Wahlberg and all the new kids ripping their shirts off, dancing and singing, and what we're doing. You know, mm-hmm. it's just like a more muscular version of those. You know,
right.
I got inspired by being a part of the Chippendales. I saw, you know, my audience that were teenagers now growing into, you know, women in the 20s and 30s and 40s and. I thought the formula
still
was
kooky,
good. And it's still crazy and still having a girls' night out, having fun, getting up and screaming, dancing, you know, enjoying the guys doing their thing on stage. And I thought, why can't we make a cool? And the Chippendales is, you know, God bless them, it's an amazing brand, a legendary brand. But it, you know, we wanted to step it up, make a more modern version, get hipper music. So we associated ourselves with Glenn Douglas Packard, who's choreographed like Michael Jackson and been Emmy nominated, and he's created the scenario for the live show. We've implemented some music. We went all over the country. You know, one of my partners, his name is Mike Folan, and he, you know, he
has something to do with Magic Mike.
No, Money Mike has more to do with money than magic.
Well, I don't know. He's sitting here in a cowboy hat, nothing else. So I have something to tell you. It's Magic Mike
meets Floyd Mayweather.
Don't you guys wish that we were still on TV?
Which is true, because he's a former UFC fighter, believe it or not, an MMA fighter.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? When did you get out of that? 6 years ago. We're talking to him now.
He's not even on mic, but that's okay.
He said yes, he got out 6 years ago.
He could kill you with one kick.
Yeah. They used to call him 40.
I'd like to learn some moves. I've never seen UFC. Maybe you can show me.
Oh, he'll show you some moves.
We've all seen that movie. Cue the bassist. Gee, can you put me into a figure four leg lock? You come off the top turnbuckle.
Wait a minute. Are you the plumber that just showed up to fix my sink?
You got to be careful with this guy, though. His nickname is 40, because nobody lasted more than 40 seconds with him.
What are we talking about?
UFC, I knew it. I lined it up for you guys perfectly.
I thought we were talking about UFC.
He's named 40 for more reasons than
we'll by the way, see... my next favorite guest, Money Mike over in the
we'll
corner.
We'll have to see Dishy in the
Jeff,
octagon.
Jeff, nice knowing you.
See, I knew I'd be kicked out sooner or later. I've been here too many times.
Tell me, Mike, do you like LeBron James? Please say no.
I'm coming from a woman who's been in her share of submission holds.
Jeez.
I love when Timmons is on, man.
Oh my god.
I love when Timmons is on.
I love it.
You know, I mean that only in love. Only in love, Dishy. Only in love.
You should people can literally watch you just reel back in your wheelchair.
I'm gonna get slapped every day for about a year
after
this.
Yeah, this
show,
friendship is going to be, let's just say.
But it's all about the show, Dishy.
Payback is a you know what, and so am I.
So what happens with it? Now you were planning this show
that's
and you've got a plan. Men of the Strip. Where is it going?
So what do you think of LeBron
What's
James?
What's going on?
Well, look, we don't know
we'll get to
yet.
LeBron in a moment. Who's not in Men the Show?
We decided, Mike and I decided to take some of the elements that broke 98 Degrees, which was a grassroots promotion. Mm-hmm. Originally, our label wasn't really supporting us, so we wrapped a Winnebago with our pictures on it. Nobody knew who we were. We had a single out, but nobody knew we
you
sang it.
The Winnebago.
We wrapped the Winnebago with our pictures. We drove cross country and did wrap it up. and we went.
I was just about to do a line. See? Sorry, I'm not gonna say it. Go ahead.
Oh, come on!
I was just about to say that's what she said, and that was tasteless. Okay, go on.
I've never heard of called wrapping the Winnebago, but continue.
Well, when you're around us, It goes from a car to Winnebago. Sadly, not a tour bus. But
so you're towing.
So we toured around, and that's how we broke. So what I did after
the razor that we were driving, the scooter we all jumped up.
The skates, the roller skates. Okay. Anyway, we decided to take that to another level. So after I finished the package tour with the Boyz II Men at 90 Degrees and New Kids, mm-hmm. we decided to go off of the momentum of that and introduce the cast that we went all around the country casting for this. We had a casting in New York, Miami, Las Vegas, and L.A. We found 8 great guys that are incredible. And Glenn picked all the guys of different tastes and ethnicities. And
right. I'll be the judge of that.
And they can sing, and you know,
something, they can all
they
sing.
Can sing. Ooh, they all have different. To sing, and they all have to dance.
So wait a minute. Wow. So they don't do the typical, which I'm sorry, it makes me like smile in a very funny way. That every single male review, the lip syncing is just. Probably one of the most entertaining
things. These guys actually sing.
They sing.
Yeah, they sing.
Wow.
You know, we have one really great singer, and the other guys can carry a tune, and they can sing a cappella and stuff. It's pretty cool.
So it took you a long time to cast this show then. I mean, it's hard enough to, it's difficult enough, Dish.
Oh, thank you.
Or, in Dish's case, it's hard
it's
enough.
It's hard enough.
To,
or not hard enough.
Yeah, that's another topic. To find an octet... Speaking of the octagon, of guys who can do this. I mean, we've populated 2 shows in Las Vegas alone that do this.
Right.
That I know of, right? Is there another one?
American Storm.
Oh, there's American Storm 3.
Right.
So,
that's still running. I'm sorry.
There's not a huge population of guys who can do this anyway.
No, right? There's not. And you know, we wanted to take it to the next level. Like I said, you know, those other brands are cool and they've been very successful for a very long time, but it's not as fresh and hip. The clothing's not as fresh. The guys are a little, you know, they have a different look than our guys. Our guys are a little sleeker, you know, more agile. They can dance. We had to find guys with good charisma, which, you know, look, a lot of guys look good and they can dance or they can do one or the
other.
Tell
me about it.
But they don't have any personality.
Exactly.
And these guys had to be good. They had to be good with the ladies.
Have like, to be more than just a pretty face.
Are you sure?
Well,
depends on the occasion.
Exactly. Depends how many martinis.
In Dish's case, they also have to do a little stand-up in Trish's case. as she's noted. We're talking about comedy.
Wow.
I got to do this.
Wow, this takes a turn.
You're listening to Cats at the Dish, John Katzelamitis, and Tricia McCrone, the crimson turning Trish McCrone, with Jeff Timmons. Men of the Strip is the show. So let's get back to the point of all of this. You're going to take this and make it a national brand. You're going to make it a big show out of Vegas. And what else?
Yeah, we want to be based first in Vegas. I mean, we toured all over the country, did a promotional tour that was very successful. It created enough attention to create some hype to where a network E Network decided to create a docuseries on it. And we're filming a 90-minute movie. We're in the thick of it right now with E Network. And it's going to air Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be at House of Blues March 29th at Mandalay Bay.
Right on.
We're doing a showcase for all the press, all the fans, everybody, all the buyers, all the casino buyers, all the entertainment
directors.
Okay,
everybody mark your calendars. What's the day again?
March 29th.
March 29th at House of Blouse.
House of Blues, I think 9 p.m. I think doors open at 8.
So get there, have some cocktails, ladies.
That's right.
So Dish will be there at about 4:30.
I'll be there at 4:30.
You'll be good and ready by the time these guys finally take the stage.
And, you know, if you need any people to oil people up, I mean, I've.
You're hired.
I'm just over here having a Starbucks and a yogurt.
Don't worry.
There's a show.
Wow, how did I get here? Is this the Froyo line? I like my skinny vanilla mocha non-fat soy latte.
This is our fifth mocha of the day, ladies.
Wow. I have had a lot of coffee, I got to admit.
I can't tell at all.
What's your wire than usual?
What is your role going to be in this, Jeff? You're going to be host and
are you
going to
take your clothes off? That's the real question.
I've decided to hang those. While I'm trying to stay in shape and look good, these guys, I'm going to leave that to these guys. I'm just going to host, MC, sing a little bit.
Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to tell you.
Here she comes, the choreographer.
I am not saying that you need to get into a G-string.
No, I will never.
I'm not saying that because
you'll do that on your own.
You have a lovely wife, and I've met your kids, and quite frankly, that would make me a little uncomfortable because I know you as a family man.
Yes, I am a family man.
But
family.
I'm saying you got to take the shirt off, or women are going to be disappointed. It's the law.
I might. I maybe there's a secret part of the show that I'll come out and take my shirt off.
Who was it that didn't take their shirt off?
Pavelka didn't take his shirt off.
And I know
although
the other
did
guy
take it off, and when we interviewed him on the radio,
oh, he
I couldn't figure that out. I think he was lost.
You inspired him, I think, Cass.
No, I didn't inspire him. I got that guy in trouble. Do you know that I got into him in trouble? I interviewed. Did you know this? I got Jake Jake Pavelka in trouble. Here's how Jake Pavelka got in trouble. I was interviewing him about being in Chippendales. And I said, what about the, you know about Chippendales a lot, but in Las Vegas, there's another competing review. That's called The Thunder from Down Under.
Yes.
And he proceeds to go, well, you know, Thunder from Down Under is fine for, you know, a certain limited demographic and a limited market, but Chippendales is a worldwide brand. And so I'm like, tip, 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 write it up.
Right.
Oh, that they get pissed off.
I'm sure.
Over at the Thunder.
Yeah, you don't want to, we're not here to blast the other
brands. No, I know you're not.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
But that's our Jake Pavelka.
That was awesome.
I'm surprised that got him in trouble because usually that'll create some friendly competition.
I think people just wanted to, you know.
To nail him.
Well, I don't know about that. They didn't want to nail him.
That was a problem.
They wanted
with the show.
To get him in trouble. No, but you know what was upsetting? I gotta say, I might have had, you know, if he would have called me up on stage, you know, like, hello, Jeff Timmons, did, I might have been more favorable.
It's a tough act to follow, isn't it? Tough act to follow.
That's all I'm saying.
In this show, there's going to be a lot of calling up of women, I feel. I mean, everybody's going to get called up on stage, just in case.
Yeah, we're trying to do a hybrid between like a concert and a male review. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to graduate from the traditional stuff that they do in the shows. I mean, you're going to see some of the traditional stuff. That's why girls go. Mm-hmm. But you're also going to see a lot more entertainment. The musical selections are better. The choreographers are going to be amazing. Cool lighting. Just different takes on stuff that's normally not involved with it.
Are you going to be able to franchise this? I mean, it's hard enough to get a single show together. Are you going to be able to, you know, take this around the country
Of course, that's our goal. I mean, you know, look, with 98 Degrees, we have a worldwide fan base. I mean, we've already gotten offers after the promotional tour for the UK, Southeast Asia, Japan, China, and Australia, and Canada.
Holy cow.
Already offers for shows, but we want to get it based in Vegas first. We want to get the TV show up and running, make it a household name, and then, you know, of course, we'd love to franchise. We'd love to have a touring company go out there. Obviously, folks are going to want to see the guys that are on TV in the show. So we'll start off probably doing that when Vegas is in the off season.
And then I'm sure that you're going to have the Lachey brothers come out and do a
little strip. You know what? I would love that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be on Nick's show next week.
Wow.
He's hosting the VH1 Morning Buzz. So I'm going on there in New York to talk about this. So that's going to be really interesting.
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, the guys are always like, what do you get out of, like, doing the male review stuff? I'm like, well, you got to see it. It's the same fan base.
Okay, wait a minute, Drew Lachey Dancing with the Stars.
Well, right, but see, people
it's
get a
little
different
bit
take
more
on
over, yeah, it's a little bit beyond that even, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's a departure from just because you guys have really amazing voices. You guys were not the okay, look at our choreography. You guys
obviously, if we did that, we wouldn't sell any records.
No, but I mean, as you know, I've known the Lacheys for a long time and think they're two of the nicest guys. And so you guys just really went on talent. You know, it wasn't that you guys had like a kind of a, okay, let's can some music and dance around a little bit.
No, we prided ourselves on our vocals. We started off as an a cappella group, and we basically went around singing a cappella everywhere. That's how we got discovered. We sang a cappella at a Boys and Men concert, and, you know, that's how we ate sometimes. I mean, we were starving artists, so we'd go sing for money or sing for our supper, literally. So, yeah, I mean, we didn't get put together and all that stuff, so.
But did you get free Skyline chili?
We didn't start in Cincinnati. We started in L.A. So I was with another group in L.A., and my guys quit, and then I was introduced to Nick through a mutual friend.
Because of Ohio, yeah. All right,
came out to L.A., and so that's
where
we got started.
I love you guys the most, because you're my state mates.
We tried to be, we got to represent the Buckeye State.
I know, we're all nice people. Go
Buckeye.
So is this going to spell, is this spelling the, at least for the moment, is this the end of the line for 98 Degrees as a touring act for the time being, this project? I mean, how can you come off this if there's an idea for you guys to go off?
Well, there is an idea for us to tour. And
I'm sure there is.
They want us to tour again, maybe with the Backstreet Boys, maybe not. Maybe with somebody else.
I that would be my favorite thing, would be 98 Degrees and Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we could do that.
Howie's a longtime friend, so
I love
it would be
Howie.
Fun to
I love
see
the, I love all
yeah.
the Backstreet Boys guys. They're cool. Howie's really, really cool.
Nicest
He's a good
guy.
AJ's really cool. Nick's real cool. I mean, the other guys I don't know too well, but, you know, all the guys are great. That might be an option, but, we'd have to come in and out. My goal is not to be with the troupe here at Men of the Strip the whole time. Our goal is to bring in other celebrities and other folks
to really?
Host. Yeah. You know,
Jake Pavelka, maybe?
No, but we want...
I guess we've torpedoed that idea, haven't we?
Yeah, but we want it to be cool. You know, we want it to be cool and hip. We want it to be more Hollywood than some of the other brands. Like I said, although those brands are awesome, we're trying to take it to a different space.
So you'd be combing your contacts over the years to bring in somebody who could conceivably
do this. Yeah, to do it.
That's an even tougher
it.
Thing to satisfy than getting regular dancers,
it
right?
really is, because celebrities got to think it's cool to bring cachet to their own name. And what we think is, with having a network show, and I think that the network is really behind it and they want to make it look cool, is that people think it's cool enough and fresh enough and hip enough that, and it's associated with the TV show, that they'll come in and they'll host.
And they have to be a certain look. They have to be, you know, I mean.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think
they would have to be in some
sort of
condition.
Yeah, no, they kind of do.
You do? Oh,
no,
there you go. There you have it.
This is your test market right here.
I know. Come on.
It really
why
is.
You have not
she
been
really
coming
is.
To me
I mean,
with
right,
this?
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you are. You really are the test market. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess they got to have good looks. But I thought it might be cool maybe once in a while bring a comedian in or somebody to move the show along. Because we have an MC aside from the guest host MC.
Well, if you bring in a established comic,
I thought that
might be
like Geechee
Guy.
Like Chris Farley type of a thing.
Yeah,
something
like that. Or somebody
that
I'm
going
to throw Geechee Guy out there.
Yeah, we love Geechee Guy.
He was at the Stiffler.
One-liners.
Yeah, he was at the Stifler the other night. He was the guy in the glasses and the gray suit.
Oh, that guy's hilarious. Yeah,
he told about 90 jokes in a
he
minute.
Does like the one-liner jokes that are just killer.
He's got the good timing, good comic
something
timing.
Like that would be good.
Kind of like you both have.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So maybe we'll have you both do like a duo guest hosting.
I would love
Cats
that.
Cats in the Dish guest host, Men of the Strip. We would love that. Though.
I am already committing. I'm committing the both of us.
I know, but see, you're committing. Look, Cats is rolling his eyes. What?
Cats, okay, I shaved your head. Did I shave your head? Did I shave your head?
You can shave my head. You
I
have
already
shaved
did
my head.
Shave
you
your head
able
for charity.
To shave my head.
And now I believe that
this is
going to
lead me back into
I
the
want.
Gym, though. That's what the thing. So
hey, man, it looks like you've been in the gym.
No, not enough.
Looks like you're shored up.
No, not enough.
You're laughing over there.
I'm not laughing. I don't see him naked. I mean, even though everyone in the city thinks, it's always like, you and your husband's show, I love it.
Yeah, they. Oh, really? They think you guys
and
are
I'm like, again, about, we wonder why
chemistry.
I'm single.
You both have good chemistry.
They're talking about Jake Pavelka.
All right. He didn't even give you a rose.
We have gone over with the Jake Pavelka references. Yeah, yeah. I'll give you a rose.
All of a sudden, Jake Pavelka is going to get Google alerts
in
his mailbox.
I'll give you a rose and a daisy, baby.
He's very sweet. Now, I don't want him to think that I'm making fun of him. He's very sweet, but he didn't call me up on stage.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, big mistake, Pavelka.
So
big mistake.
We got to plug everything. We got to plug everything that Jeff's here to plug. We got
how many shows do you have going on?
It's
right
like
now,
47.
Jeff? It seems like you've got 47
have,
shows on five different networks.
Excuse me. I'm talking here. I have 737 shows on 47 networks. In fact, I'm filming one.
On
I'm
Jeff
filming
Timmons.
One right now, and you're on it.
Well, there's a show, there's a documentary being done about the crew who's doing your documentary.
Yeah, right? It's a documentary about
it's
a documentary.
About the documentary about you.
Yeah, about me.
Yeah, which is going to be a
trifecta.
Cartoon series.
And I think Magic Mike over there has your bobblehead.
Money, Mike.
Money, Mike.
He can drop you with a figure four leg lock at any moment.
Promise? No, I'm kidding.
He's not a dog.
I have no idea where we are.
We didn't get a chance to talk about how much we hate LeBron James, but it's a fact.
Yeah, do your LeBron James rip.
No, I'm starting to come around. But I'm not backtracking because
he's won two championships.
I think he
since
may
the
have,
last time
there's
you were
a
here.
Chance he has won two championships.
Yeah, since the last time
you can't hate
him on
him for that.
He didn't do it the year after he left,
and he might. He may. That's a good
he's
way.
He's got
to
more
blast
rings
him.
Than Jake.
He may
Pavelka's
come back
bathtub.
To Cleveland. So then, what?
If he goes back to Cleveland,
you like
he
him
will
again.
Be. We'll be like, oh my god,
he's the
LeBron James fan club.
Yeah, he did it.
We will be like
rings.
All I'd be wearing the witness stuff all over again. Like
he's got rings.
He did it.
Yes.
We both will
he
be back. He will
rings.
Redeem himself in both of our eyes, correct?
Oh,
he
absolutely.
Has he has more rings
Jeff
than
Timmons
Jake Pavelka's
speaks.
Bathtub. All right, JT. I got that joke out. Don't you edit that out in there, Steven Zeller. Don't you edit that out.
Got to keep that one. That's a keeper.
All right, Jeff Timmons, one of the greats, man. We could do this every week.
I love you guys.
I
know. Thank
you.
You're
our favorite.
With our guest star, Money Mike.
Thank you, Money Magic Mike.
Men of the Strip. It's going to be on E. It's going to be at House of Blues. Dish is going to be front row on stage. We're going to rock it. All right. Thanks for coming down, Jeff.
Thank you, guys.